This is another episode of the Double Header where we talk about the politics of sport and the sport of politics. And Mark Shields, David Brooks, and minus their Blackberries and all kinds of other devices, will join us now. Big serious issue first, as we always do. Today we've had the NRA sort of convention conference conversation is going on in the country. Any potential candidate's wife and first lady nominee has like a special lunch. You see Republican after Republican after Republican getting up there on the podium. Obviously, the conversation about guns in America has been re-energized by the Trayvon Martin tragedy. The Stand Your Gun laws are kind of being questioned, and people are taking a look at it. Does this have the legs to be a bigger issue going between now and November?
No.
No.
In part because guns have become a culture symbol, not an actual gun issue. And so for Democrats in particular, embracing gun control laws is seen as a sign that you're not really with rural America. Mm. And as a result, most people, Democrats running for office, are really not willing to go there. And as a result, I don't think it's really going to come up all that much. Mike Bloomberg will go there, but he doesn't care about rural America. He's mayor of New York. So I don't think it's really going to be a super big issue this year.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with David. Peter Hart, the Democratic pollster, as David and I both have great respect for, said the biggest disappointment of his entire professional career has been the sea change in American attitudes toward guns. There really was a large consensus barely a generation ago in favor of whether it was limiting the sale and circulation of assault weapons. I mean, AK-40s that have no sport value whatsoever, but it became an absolute. That if you were for any gun control, I mean, if you were for limiting flamethrowers, that was a violation of the Second Amendment, and that you were ready to go on the slippery slope and take away our guns. And it has become that. And Democrats, I mean, we have a Democratic president who's been accused of being a liberal, a socialist, a one-worlder, and everything else. This administration has been pretty mute on the subject of gun control.
In the sport of politics of sports section, we've got an interesting kind of confluence of events, and a baseball player, Florida Marlin, comes out and says...
Manager.
Says nice things about Fidel Castro and gets him in a tremendous amount of hot water. Is this where baseball should be suspending players for 5 days? I mean, their rights to free speech, et cetera, or is this just a matter of commercial putting butts in the seats, don't tick off your audience?
Yes.
Yes.
It is. I mean, what it is more than Ozzie Guillen, the manager of the Miami Marlins, who Florida Marlins, I guess, who's a Venezuelan-born, naturalized American, has learned that freedom of speech has its limits. The new stadium is right in the middle of Little Havana, there's a major pitch to get the large Cuban-American population to show up. And this was not seen. Now, two things. First of all, Ozzie Guillen's apology, which was complete, unqualified, and total, ought to be as a standard for every frigging politician in the world who does, if I offended somebody, if in any way, the non-apology. It was a full-throated apology. Secondly, it shows the stupidity of American foreign policy over the past 50 years. Since the Bay of Pigs in 1961, the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, you think of all the damn dictators in Latin America, whether it's Trujillo or Noriega or Somoza or Pinochet, that the United States has been chummy with, and they've isolated Fidel Castro and made him into this idol, made him into this larger-than-life figure. It's been, and cost us support and friendship and alliances in South America. It's stupid. I mean, so Ozzie Guillen did identify what is truly a serious problem and flaw in American foreign policy.
I'm not sure I agree with that. I'm not sure Ozzie Guillen. I assume when baseball players talk or athletes, managers talk about sports or politicians like Castro, probably don't know what they're talking about. I mean, if you look at what Castro has actually done to the Cuban people, to gays in Cuba, to various groups in Cuba, it's a pretty nasty record. I'm sure he's just not aware. He's just thinking, oh, this guy's been around for decades. Kind of impressive, but it's still in Miami. You're the new manager. You got a new stadium. You're trying to sell seats. Not great. It's like Terry Collins, the manager of the Mets, saying, Yasser Arafat, pretty good guy. Maybe the Palestinians should take more of Israel, or Bobby Valentine in Boston going, the British really should control Northern Ireland a little more. They should really country. Could I tell my one nice Ozzie Guillen story?
Yes,
so I'm sitting behind the dugout at Camden Yards where the Orioles play. A bat breaks off, goes into the stands, sharp end, lands in my lap.
Get out!
But I'm lucky the sharp end is away from me. Ozzie Guillen pops out of the dugout. He's then managing the White Sox. It's very solicitous. Are you okay? Are you okay?
Really?
Super nice. So
on the road. I mean, it wasn't a liability case. With
not for him. Right, right, right. Yeah. And then finally,
Venezuelan-born, American naturalized.
And White Sox. So finally, our superhero story for the day. Cory Booker runs into, literally, a house on fire.
Yes.
Saves
neighbor. Neighbor.
Yeah. I mean,
because he finds her.
Right,
carries her out.
What's fascinating is that he's one of the most documented politicians ever. Is it inevitable that this guy is goaded into running for the governorship or perhaps higher office?
It's a great story. I mean, you know, we want to know what people are made of and how they would react in crisis. And, I mean, this was a real crisis, a test not simply of physical courage but of moral courage. I mean, he had the option just to go 411, 911, you know, better get down here. There's a real problem.
Yeah. And he would have been fine with that.
That's right. Yeah. But he went in there. He knew his neighbor and carried her out. Now, the fact that she was Miss New Jersey. No. No, but I mean, no, it's the kind of thing you're looking for. You want to know what somebody is made of, especially an executive.
Yeah. Yeah. First, the question of higher-ups. You know, I was sitting around in pre-Iowa in the caucus season at the 801 Steakhouse, which is a nice steakhouse there in Des Moines, and with a group of journalists, and we're doing a stupid parlor game, really stupid, which was who will be the Democratic nominee in 16.
Yeah.
And so there were a bunch of Andrew Cuomo votes,
yeah,
bunch of Hillary votes, but I went with Cory Booker.
Cory Booker, if you're listening, thanks so much for saving your neighbor. And watch another episode of The Doubleheader. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Thanks.